Hello, this is Dave Jeffrey, welcoming you once again to Optimal Life, a program just for us older ones approaching those golden retirement years. Well, today we're going to concentrate a little more on the financial side of things. There's a new saver card out available to us older ones, could be a great help. Maybe you need early access to your super. We've got some ways how you possibly can do that. We're going to ask you a big question. Are you a clutterer or a hoarder? Well, it could be a simple answer. Turn clutter into treasure. And hopefully we've got some helpful advice on this terrible NBN mess. Have a pen and paper ready too, because we've got some helpful email addresses, online access and phone numbers. And here's one to start off with. We've got a wonderful sponsor for our program. It's Seniors Rights Service. Now, this is an absolutely free service available to you. They're wonderful people. We had Karu, the lovely lady from there, come and see us the other day and told us all about it. It's absolutely free. Legal, advocacy, education, and one of the things she told us, nursing homes. You can get free advice on entering a nursing home or perhaps exiting one too. So, have a pencil and paper ready. Their number is 1-800-424-079. It's the Seniors Rights Service, a free legal service for you. First up today, we're going to look at the new Super Saver Card. This is from the Senior newspaper in August this year. The introduction of a new Seniors Savers Card from the 1st of July this year makes residents from aged 60 eligible for discounts on products and services offered by around 7,000 businesses. Previously, these discounts were only available to those holding New South Wales Seniors Cards. This Seniors Card still does have greater eligibility, and it will continue to be available. The new Seniors Savers Card will not make holders eligible for the Gold Opal Card, which caps daily travel at just $2.50. The state government will freeze the $2.50 cap for the next 4 years. Now, the state treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, said, "We know the cost of living is a big issue. This is one of the problems facing seniors and households. This is why we are introducing the new Seniors Savers Card." Well, what it is, low-income, self-funded retirees who hold a Commonwealth Seniors Health Card will now be eligible for a $200 a year energy concession. It is estimated that about 130,000 people will qualify. It'll be at an estimated cost of $42.1 million to the government over 4 years. Pensioners and Commonwealth Senior Health Card holders in rural and regional areas will receive a $250 travel card for fuel, taxis, trains and coach fares. The public health sector will also benefit greatly from this. There will be 5,000 more nurses and midwives, 100 palliative care nurses, 1,060 extra doctors. There'll be specialists and allied health workers. There'll also be 1,360 support staff. Almost half the additional health staff have been allocated to regional areas. The state government will fund 10,000 cataract surgeries over the next 4 years. This will help address the waiting lists for one of the most common surgeries affecting seniors. Funding has also been allocated for new hospitals at Tweed, Maitland, Maxfield and Mudgee. At the same time, work will begin on hospitals at Bankstown, Lidcombe and Yarrabadalla. The budget also provides funding for 1,500 new police officers and infrastructure. This will help support construction of a new housing industry. Mature-aged workers seeking to remain or re-enter the workforce will benefit as well. There'll be 30,000 free TAFE places. No-interest loans of up to $14,000 will be available to install renewable energy systems. State government rebates will include the Family Energy Rebate, Low-Income Household Rebate, Gas Rebate, Medical Energy Rebate and Life Support Rebates. These will all continue. Seniors can learn about savings through an appointment with the Service New South Wales Cost of Living Expert. Now stay with us because I'm going to come back in a moment and tell you this is an important number and could be very beneficial. All this stuff's available. Give them a call. It's the New South Wales Cost of Living Expert. Now you can book in person at the New South Wales Centre. Phone them on 137 788. Or on the net, you can go to www.service.newsouthwales.gov.au. That's important. I'll just say it again. Book at a New South Wales service centre, 137788, or go to www.service.newsouthwales.gov.au. There could be a lot of savings there for you. All right, we're going to remain in the financial vein for a moment. And this article looks at when you can get early access to your super. Written by David Wilson, taken from the Daily Telegraph here in Sydney Financial Information section on the 5th of August this year. Imagine you've run out of luck. You're in deep financial strife and you need access to your superannuation. While it might seem to be only a solution to getting some quick cash, there are limited circumstances where you'll be given the green light. You'll be allowed to dip into your retirement kitty prematurely. It will either usually be in the case of being in severe financial hardship or having a medical condition. Now, the chief executive of Verve Superannuation, Christina Hobbs, said the critical word was severe. Severe hardship usually means a person is unable to pay immediate living costs. Also, you've been receiving some sort of government financial assistance for 26 weeks continuously. Applicants are also available to tap into their superannuation early based on compassionate grounds, paying for urgent medical treatment for themselves or a dependent, making a payment on a loan to prevent the person from losing their house, or modifying a home or a vehicle for special needs. Paying for medical costs has been the most popular reason for withdrawals. New government data shows that 83% of 31,000 applications approved last financial year were for healthcare. This was mainly weight loss and IVF. Overall approvals have jumped 72% in 3 years. This is sparking criticism of the practice. Death-related costs, including funerals, can also be a reason to withdraw. There were 915 of these last year. But Ms. Hobbs warned processing paperwork involved in releasing funds took a month. She said it's really not an immediate solution anyway, so people should really look harder. The My Wealth Solutions Association financial advisor Ross Pocock said accessing super early was unwise, usually. He urged people to consider the income tax implications. He said planning on accessing your superannuation funds early should only be done as a last resort. For a lump sum withdrawn before retirement age, the tax rate is usually 22%, or your tax bracket rate, which is lower sometimes, whichever. Mr. Pocock said the withdrawn cash from super fund was also vulnerable to chains of creditors. He urged people to compare the short-term benefits of early withdrawal with the long-term pitfalls. He said you may end up just delaying the inevitable. Well, the ATO, the tax office, has warned people to be careful of shysters looking to get your access to your super. They might tell you that they can help you withdraw your super to pay off credit or card debts. He said they might help you to buy a car or a house, go on a holiday. Be careful, the ATO website warns. These schemes can be and mostly are illegal. Okay, getting access or early access to your super might sound great, but be careful. Going to look at two things now. Firstly, the five criteria for getting your super early, and then we'll just rewarn you about the dangers. Okay, the five grounds for getting early super. Firstly, severe financial hardship. The second one, compassionate grounds including medical treatment. Third, you have a treatment for a medical condition. The fourth criteria, you've been temporarily incapacitated. And the fifth one, your employment has been terminated and your work super account has less than $200 in it. Some of the dangers, though, beware of the tax implications and beware of scammers. They'll come and try and get that super from you. Well, I hope that's been a help. There are good and bad points to early access on your super. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network, and we're going to continue on the subject of getting cash. I've got two questions to ask you. One, do you need fast cash? And secondly, are you a clutterer or a hoarder? Most of us might say yes to that. Your unwanted possessions can make money for you. This is written by Sophie Ellsworth in The Telegraph on September the 2nd. Selling unused goods lying around the home could leave many Australians thousands of dollars better off. A quick cash injection easily made by getting rid of items cluttering your home. You can turn what is often your trash into someone else's treasure. Online classified website Gumtree's new second-hand economy report released yesterday told us this. They found Australians have an average of $5,300 of unused, unwanted items. Now, the report surveyed 1,000 Australians aged between 18 to 64. They found 89% of households have unwanted items in that home. Households have an average 23 unwanted possessions. 57% of those surveyed have sold second-hand items in the past year. Now, the main unwanted items were shoes and accessories, 62%. General electrical tools, 43%. Furniture, 35%. Sports and fitness, 34%. Tools, gardening and DIY items, 25%. Now, the Gumtree spokesman, James Walmley, said it was a win-win situation to offload your unwanted goods. You can fatten your wallet easily. From a seller's perspective, it helps generate more money and boost your income, he said. Knowing you have money literally lying around your house that you know you can sell readily enables you to boost your income. This is actually more money that you take home. And from a buyer's perspective, it helps save money because you're not purchasing new items and you're not spending as much. The report also found Australians are happy to make a quick buck by offloading their items. They can help contribute towards a house deposit, holiday, cover their expenses, or reduce their debt. It found that 41% of people are concerned about being able to financially buy now or pay later. You can sell unwanted items. This could be a good way to help that. Well, the really good part of this as well is that listing on Gumtree is free, but you are charged if you want to do things such as bump up your items online so they reach more shoppers. Just go onto Google, type in Gumtree, and there it is. And a little bit of advice, be realistic about an asking price, because if you're greedy, it's going to be harder to sell the goods. Tribeca Finance Chief Executive Officer Ryan Watson said offloading unwanted goods was simple and a painless way to generate fast cash. If people really want to put their mind to it, I reckon the average person could easily generate thousands of dollars by selling their items on platforms like Gumtree. Once you've generated extra cash, many things are put to good use. For example, you can pay off your own debt, as opposed to just blowing your money. This report also found that 43% of Australians believe they could save half the cost of a brand new item by settling for a second-hand one. All right, let's have a look at how you sell well on Gumtree. Firstly, do your research. Know the right price for your item. Be descriptive. The more information, the better. Use high-quality pictures. Be honest about any defects. Be responsive to potential buyers and also meet face-to-face when selling. So there it is. You can sell on Gumtree. Just go on the net, type in Gumtree, and they'll tell you all the rest. It's simple, apparently. This is Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Well, now we're going to try and solve this hopeless-looking, almost, subject of the NBN. This came from the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants News Bulletin on July the 19th this year. NBN landline phones only options. No one can escape the national broadband network. Even if you do not have a computer, you are likely to have a telephone. Unless you've switched completely to a mobile phone, you are going to have to engage with NBN if you want to keep your good old-fashioned home phone. That old telephone will run through the NBN internetwork, whether you have a computer or not. Voice-only NBN is a real product, and it means you're getting an NBN home phone but nothing else. The switch from the old copper network to the NBN does not mean that you have to buy a package with high-speed internet. You do not need all the bells and whistles. There are NBN home phone-only options. Now, NBN voice-only plans are typically around $30 a month. Telstra's home phone budget on NBN is $24.95 a month. There's a one-off $59 activation fee. This plan is not a fixed contract, and it's paid month to month with the option to cancel at any time. Telstra also offers their home phone essential plan for people with Centrelink healthcare cards. Also, if you've got a pension concession card, the plan is just $25 a month. But Telstra is not the only provider with home phone only NBN plans. You can shop around. Ask providers if they can offer you a home phone plan only. Now, if you're not online, do not accept an NBN plan with an internet option. You should not pay for something that you do not use. Also, avoid a fixed-term voice contract. An NBN landline phone only plan should cost no more than $30 a month. That is, with no fixed contract. Make sure you get the best deal for you. Okay, NBN, look, it seems a bit of a mess out there, or we just don't seem to understand it. But what you do is you ask for an NBN voice-only plan. That's if you're like me. You don't really need a computer at home, but you need a phone. Around about $25 to $30 a month. Make sure you get the best deal for you, as they say. We said at the beginning of this program, we've got a wonderful sponsor. It's the Seniors' Rights Service. As the name suggests, they're looking after us seniors. Now, any legal matters at all? Advocacy. Education. And we mentioned earlier, particularly for nursing homes, if you're entering a nursing home, like to find out more or want to get out of a nursing home, they're the people to contact. Seniors' Rights, it's free legal service for us seniors. Contact them, 1-800-424-079. That number again for the Seniors' Rights, 1-800-424-079. We're going back to the senior newspaper now, this time from Monday, July the 29th, and we read about a new charter to protect rights. There's a new charter of aged care rights, and it came into effect on July the 1st this year. It is important that aged care clients understand what this means for us. The charter provides the same rights to all consumers. It does this regardless of the type of Commonwealth subsidised care and services that we receive. Now, this includes residential care, home care packages, flexible care, or services provided under the Commonwealth Home Support Program. Also provides help for National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flexible aged care programs. It is designed to make it easier for consumers, their families, carers and representatives to understand what to expect from an aged care service. The charter provides five things. Firstly, that clients have the right to safe and high-quality care and services. Secondly, they be treated with dignity and respect. Number three, they can live without abuse and neglect. Fourthly, they can be informed about their care and service in a way that they understand. And lastly, they be able to access all information about themselves, including information about their rights, care and services. Now, it's the responsibility of the aged care recipient as well. They've got to treat others with respect. They've got to respect their rights of staff to work in a safe environment. They must assist providers to give them relevant information. And if they have agreed fees, they must pay these fees on time. Now, that's important. Aged care workers have got to be respectable to the recipients. But the recipients, or people if you're in aged care, you've got to be respectful for those that look after you. And you've got to pay your fees on time. That makes sense. Well, the article goes on to say aged care providers must give consumers a copy of the new charter. It must be signed by the provider. It must help clients to understand it. Consumers do not have to sign this charter. They will still receive care and services if they choose not to sign it. All right, now this is an important number. If you'd like to find out more from the Older Persons Advocacy Network, the number is 1800 700 600. Or you can get them at opan.com.au/charter. I'll say that again. The Older Persons Advocacy Network, that's OPAN, 1800 700 600. Or you can get them on the net at OPAN, that's opan.com.au/charter. Look after ourselves, us older ones. Well, while we're on the subject of aged care, we have an article here that says, Is Home Care the Answer? This article was taken from a magazine called The Over 55s Living. Most people want to stay living in their own home as they get older, but they might not be aware of all the support services that are available to them to help them remain independent. Home care is a great way for older people to access a range of ongoing support services to assist them with their day-to-day activities. There is transport to appointments, as well as transport to social outings. If somebody needs help with their personal care, such as showering and shaving, that's available too. All services are personalised to meet each person's specific needs. The benefits of home care are many and varied. With appropriate support, a person can maintain their independence and quality of life for many years. The right type of support at the right time can ease the stress of trying to keep up with the daily chores. It will free people up to spend more time doing the things that they enjoy. And if someone is feeling lonely or isolated, home care can open up opportunities for socialising. This is very important to our well-being as we age. Now, there's basically two things here. Home care can provide option through a private payment option. The second option is the government-subsidised home care package program, or the third option is a combination of both of those. That's the private one or the government-subsidised one. Now, here's what you do. Anyone seeking a home care package needs to be assessed by an aged care assessment team. That is known as ACAT. If they approve you, then you join a national waiting list. Okay, it's simple. We've been saying this for a long time. There's a lot of money and care out there available to keep you in your own home. Now think about it. You go into a nursing home, it costs the government a fortune. Sometimes $800 to $1,000 a day. They want to keep you at home. Simple. They're going to provide care. It's much cheaper for them for you to stay at home. So what you do? Go to ACAT, Aged Care Assessment Team. I don't have a number, it's Australia-wide. And ask them about the Government Home Care Packages Program. Good luck. Let's all try and stay at home as long as we can. Now, we had an article on the NBN earlier in the program, and I'd just like to add something to that. Register your medical alarm with NBN. Many medical alarms rely on the existing landline phone network. As the NBN gets rolled out, the old landline technology is being replaced. This may affect how many medical alarms connect and provide services. It is therefore important that all medical alarm users check the compatibility of their existing alarms with the new network. Now, this can be done by contacting the medical alarm provider and/or NBN. NBN recommends that all medical alarm users register their medical alarm with NBN. This will mean that NBN can then provide medical alarm users with additional information and support when they move across to the NBN network. This will also help minimise any break in service. Now, registration is free, and it can be done online or by calling 1-800-687-626. Now, I'll say that number again in a moment. But for further information about medical alarms and the NBN, it's available at the net site here, nbn.com.au/medical-alarms. Or you can call them on 1-800-003-095. Now, I'm coming back to say that again. You can register with NBN, it's free, and you can do it by calling 1-800-687-626. The other number is for a net site, nbn.com.au/medical-alarms. Or there's another number here, 1-800-003-095. So for goodness sake, if you've got one of these alarms, register it now and find out what the NBN means to us. Well, that's about all we've got time for in the program today. You've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. I'm Dave Jeffrey. Hope you've enjoyed the program, and I look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.